A word for you from Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. Paul has been explaining in chapter 1 and some of chapter 2 what God has done for his people, how he has made us alive with Christ, from being those who were alienated and hostile in our minds, doing evil deeds. And then in the chapter, the end of the chapter before this, he warns the believers in Colossians against certain teachings that were entering the church: asceticism, punishing the body, and food and drink, holding on to certain laws that have nothing to do with God. Self-made religion, he says at the end of chapter 2. And now you might think, well, putting to death what is earthly in you, isn't that also some form of asceticism? No, it's not, because it's not a punishing of the body in the sense that was happening then and was to happen 200 years later when asceticism and mysticism had gripped the church. You'd find so-called men of God living in caves for years, some sitting on poles for years, punishing the body, appearing to the Christians as being very holy. That's not what God means. You see, if you try and do it yourself, then you are excluding Christ, and you have fallen away from grace. But it is through the cross, it is through Christ and what he has done, that we can put to death what is earthly in us. Martin Luther, if you know some of his history, he would sit in his cell in the monastery. Even though by then he was already a doctor of theology, he would whip himself on his back, trying to punish himself for his sins. And only when he read in Romans and understood that Christ has taken our punishment, we can trust in him for our salvation. We can leave our sins at the cross. And that is the way to put to death what is earthly in us. Notice that the first categories of chapter 5 are to do with sexual sins. It is because of grace that we can bring these things into death, and we are reminded that the wrath of God is coming upon these things.